I'm just making sure that it's recording, which it is. So we're fine, we're starting. And we are, it's February 11th, we're in New York at Miss Ellen's studio and home. February 11th, 2009. And I just want to start by asking you some questions about your childhood and where you were born and a little bit about your background
Well, let me see. I was born through no choice of mine, but in Riga, Latvia, in late October in 1938. I can hardly believe it was so long ago, but that's what it was. And I don't know, I was born to a family that that both my mother and father had been quite poor. My father had been orphaned in World War I because his parents got that flu and died of the flu. And he was, I think, about 11 or so. And he had I think sort of a hard time. I think they sent him and his brother and his sister to an orphanage. And of course, Latvia was then under the Soviet Union, was like a, I don't know what you call it, a colony or something. And I think they had a very hard time. His two older brothers were killed in the war, fighting with the Russians, of course. And my mother grew up in this kind of a sharecropper family that also had five children, and both of them were one of five. Like, people used to have a lot of children, you know. And
did you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister, that's it. I think the middle class quickly cut down on the children. Right? Anyway, so she, you know, she had a hard time too. She was, they didn't have enough money to send everybody to school, and she had to drop out in the fourth grade and never had more of an education than that. I think these are all common, you know, of being born in Eastern Europe, where people were extremely poor and continually bossed around by bigger powers, you know, either the Germans, you know, or the Russians, in our case. And so that's the family I was born into. They're very hardworking. My mother she told me, I want to tell you, I mean, my mother had roomed in a small apartment. She had been born out in the country and moved to Riga with a woman named Otilia, who was my father's sister. And there were four girls in there in the apartment, and she worked as a typesetter. She was maybe about 21, and she met father through, you know, this girlfriend of hers who they all shared, you know, the rooming house. And then they married, and they had my sister in 1930, and then I was born 8 years later. So I didn't know my sister too well. I just barely remember much about Latvia. Not too much. But my parents then, my father had been taken in after World War I. He'd been taken in by his father's brother, who was a family of bricklayers.